You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio. Giving you his authentic and bold opinions. Bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and I'm coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This will be the greatest 60 minutes in radio. You can call in and text in to the greatest 60 minutes in radio by calling in at 833-212-1017. Again, the Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017, where you can call in and text in to share your thoughts on today's show. You can also watch and stream us live on the YouTube. So I go to the YouTubes myself by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can give us a like. You can give us a share. You can give us a subscribe so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. Shout out to DJ Brother Z holding it down on the ones and the twos. And shout out to you, Truth Nation. Now, before we get into it, got a lot of stuff to get to. But I will say today, shout out to Sherman, I think it's called Sherman Park Middle School or Sherman Park School, K-8. I went there this morning. I had an opportunity, multicultural school, art school. I went there today to go talk to some of the students. Fantastic. These kids is great. They really are. And, you know, I just think about how we have to continue to pour into our youth and continue to talk to our youth and, more importantly, continue to be representation. And I appreciate folks, because the guy who asked me to come, he listens to the other radio show. And I appreciate when white people, I'll say it specifically, I appreciate when white people recognize the importance of representation in front of their kids. See, a lot of people don't think representation matters, which is foolish to me. I appreciate when people recognize that representation is something that is important, and I'm a firm believer in kids being able to see somebody that look like them. That's the one thing is that, you know, I remember most of my teachers, but Mr. Sanders, a black teacher, Miss Flowers, a black teacher. Those were the ones that stood out to me because they were black. They reminded me of me, and so that's so important. So that's why whenever I have an opportunity to talk to some kids, especially in NPS, I don't go to the other schools. I go to the black schools. I go to black schools because I feel like the impact is so much more important to see a black male. Well, I would say I'm decently successful, but see a black male show up. That's why I always dress up when I do it, too. I want them to see black men dressed up and telling them about how they could be successful as well. But with that being said, Truth Nation, oh, Brother Z, you know what I got coming up? He said, nope, my bachelor party. Truth Nation, I told y'all yesterday we was going to talk about this bachelor party. And if you know anything about me and talking about bachelor parties, I got myself in a little hot water the last couple bachelor parties that I went to because I told the stories about the bachelor party. Now, I didn't think I went too far with the stories. I didn't think I exposed too much with the stories. But, I talked about a bachelor party, specifically when we went to Las Vegas and specifically when it came to the strip club. Now, my guy, he was getting married. He wanted to go to a specific restaurant that was a strip club slash restaurant. And I said, oh, that's interesting. Because when I looked it up the first time, I said, oh, okay, what is this? Thighs and legs, whatever. I forgot what it was called. But we went there, and it was interesting. It was the one, I think if y'all remember, when we went there, there was a madam. The madam was there, and she was our waitress. And then in addition to that, she had the little strippers, a little stripper came, a little Asian stripper. She came down, you know, nice body she had. She had a nice body. I don't know if it was real or hers or not, but don't matter. She owned it. It was on her body. So I guess it was her body. And I remember she came over trying to solicit some dances from us. And I remember the madam said, scram. Told her to scram. So I was just blown away. Blown away. It was a real madam. Couldn't believe it. And I remember we went to the strip club. It was just weird. It was very weird. And so I got in a little hot water. And the other one, I'm not going to repeat what I said for the other one. Just know that my good friend, great. He has one of his close friends is a woman, and she helped plan the bachelor party. Let me tell you, the only thing missing were the straws. The straws of, y'all know what I'm talking about. But now, Truth Nation, it's my turn. It's my turn to have my bachelor party. I want to hear some ideas from y'all what we should do because this is weird. I guess I plan my own bachelor party. It might be my own fault. 833-212-1017. I want to hear y'all thoughts about what I should do with my bachelor party. What's off limits? And if anybody has any confessions on what they did on their bachelor party, I would love to hear it because I need some ideas. Because I know sometimes, no bachelor party I've ever been to had this. But I know sometimes on bachelor parties, people get hall passes. Are men supposed to get hall passes on a bachelor party? 833-212-1017. Because I'm super excited. We're going down to Nashville. I got these shirts made. Shout out to Big Frog for making the shirts. Brothers, you see the shirt? You can't see it. Oh, man. You look like you 50. My bachelor party, my shirt, I'm going to put it on. It says Kyle's Bachelor Party. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube to see the shirt. It says Kyle's Bachelor Party. Time to turn up. Nashville 2026. It has a guitar. It has a cowboy hat. It has a red solo cup. It has money. It has Tennessee whiskey. And it has a boot. I'm going to put it on. I'm going to put the shirt on now. Hold on now. Give me a second here. It's my first time putting it on. Shout out to Big Frog for hooking me up. I had an idea. They made it come to life. And so make sure y'all visit Big Frog in Mequon. But yeah, nice little shirt here. Yeah! Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube to see the official bachelor party shirts I had made for my bachelor party. Yeah, we doing something like this. But one thing I noticed is that when I've been to bachelor parties, and y'all tell me if I'm wrong, is this just an opportunity, especially for men who are married or for men who have kids, to get away? Because it seems to me that anytime somebody is married or anything like that, they just looking forward to getting away. I know a lot of my friends, they can't wait just to be able to be free to get out. Just to be away from the wife and kids for a little bit to hang out with their boys. And the biggest debate that we had is it a real bachelor party if you don't go to a strip club? That is the biggest debate that we have because I don't personally know. I'm not a fan of strip clubs. I told you, I don't like being teased like that. What I look like? I'm not a fan of that. But a lot of people in my group are like, some of them are not married. Many of them are single. And, I my woman knows I love her for a reason. I enjoy what, women look like. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I'm not blind. My girl know I ain't blind. I love what women look like. I love what she looks like. She's perfect for me. But 833-212-1017, is going to strip clubs in poor taste on a bachelor party? I'm trying to figure out if it's okay to go. Now, here's the thing, Truth Nation. My lady said, Kyle, you can go to a strip club. You don't get a little girl to dance on you. I said, nah, that sounds like a setup. That sounds like an absolute setup. What you mean go to a strip club and have somebody dance on me? I don't want nobody dancing on me that ain't you, girl. But 833-212-1017. Is a strip club like mandatory as part of the bachelor party? Because as me and my boys is talking about it, it seems like a lot of them are like, yeah, damn, I love the strippers. Like, we need to go to strip club. And I've been to bachelor parties before where we went to strip clubs before and people had a good time. People definitely had a good time. But I've also been to some where people didn't go to strip clubs. But most people say you got to go to a strip club. So 833-212-1017. Is a strip club mandatory for a bachelor party? Is this like my last hurrah? I don't know. Like, I really don't know what this is because I thought it was just going to be a boys' trip. But as the reality of my wedding gets closer and closer and closer, I realize that I didn't have my last hurrah was years ago. I didn't know I had my last hurrah until I met my girl. I mean, some of y'all simping out here. Some of y'all simps out here looking for the perfect one. Nah, my girl fell into my lap. I went out here looking for a long time. I was just looking for a good time. And lo and behold, here I am years later. years later. Had I known what was coming, though, Truth Nation, had I known what was coming, I probably would have had a little bit more good times. But, you know, she came into my life, and it is what it is. But I'm trying to figure out, A, on bachelor parties, do men get hall passes? Because it ain't love. It ain't real. And B, do you have to have, you know, do you got to go to a strip club for a bachelor party? Y'all give me some ideas. I'm trying to figure out, because we do have some open times, and I'm trying to figure out what we do for the bachelor party. 833-212-1017. Lee in Milwaukee, what are your thoughts on whether or not what we should do on the bachelor party, and are strip clubs mandatory?
Hey, good afternoon, brother. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. I was calling. I got an idea about the bachelor party. You know, what's wrong with having a bachelor party with your family?
What do you mean, what's wrong with having a bachelor party with my family? I am. My friends are my family. And my cousins is coming.
Right, but you're going to have it somewhere. It doesn't have to be a strip club, but you have all the family there. And your last hooray out, you know, single, maybe you can split it with family.
Ain't nothing wrong with doing it. Lee, are you married, Lee?
Been married twice.
Been married twice. Oh, I got to break this mm-hmm. down. I need now, Lee. I'm gonna need some time from you. Did you do a bachelor party for any of your marriages?
No, I didn't. Mm-mm.
Why didn't you do a bachelor party?
Well, I really didn't need to be, just getting together with friends and the family. That's what I did. You know, we just had like a cookout and stuff, and we got together and stuff, and just enjoyed each other's company.
I love it. So if you don't mind,
I did all that hooray stuff. Yeah, I did all that, but way before I got married.
Yeah, me too. I lived a good life before I got married. My question for you is, so what happened between the first marriage and the second marriage?
Well, the thing was, a little cheating going on.
Oh, wait.
A little cheating going on.
Was that you or her?
That was her.
Oh, no. Yeah, she's, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. How'd you catch her?
Yeah.
How did you catch her?
Kind of with my best friend.
No,
I'm supposed to be my best friend.
Not your best friend.
He was my best man at the wedding too.
No, Lee. He was your best man at the wedding. Wait. So I'm
mm-hmm.
sorry. This sucks. I would want to hurt somebody. So how long were mm-hmm. were they doing stuff before the wedding, after the wedding? Like at what point? How did this transpire? What happened?
Well, doing the marriage and stuff, you know, and stuff, and I found out what was going on and stuff. And then,
how did you find
you
out?
Know, I had some other friends that came to me and told me what was going on.
That's crazy. So did you divorce mm-hmm. or did you cheat back? Because I would have cheated back before I divorced her. I would have said, oh, nah, I'm taking your little friend. Oh, yeah. You laughing, but I'm serious.
No, I didn't believe in doing it. I just left it alone.
You know what, Lee? I'm glad. And are you mm-hmm. still with your second wife?
No, I'm not. Not with the second wife no more.
Oh no, is she okay?
Yeah, she okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, she had like she just ran into some money and didn't want to share it.
Oh wow, Lee, where you find these women at? Sound like a great young a gentleman, but where you find these women at, the cheating and then stingy ones? Where you find them at? So I can tell Truth Nation not to go with you.
I don't know. I wish I you know, the second one, I didn't want to fall in love, but my crazy girl, I fell in love and stuff. And
okay.
I thought I was with the right one, but as soon as she got that money, she said bye-bye.
Wait, where'd she get that money from?
She had her family had a trust for her. Mom and dad had a trust.
Trust?
And
You married a trust fund, baby.
Yeah, she had a trust.
You married a trust fund, baby. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I said you married a trust fund, baby. So you gonna do it? You gonna get married again? The third time's a charm.
No, I'm done, fella. I'm done.
How old are you, Lee? If you don't mind me asking.
I'm 67.
Oh yeah, Lee. You might as well. Mm-hmm. You know. This is what I'm gonna tell you to do, Lee. This is just my advice to you. I mean, I don't know. You got more wisdom than I do. There's a gentleman named Bill Belichick. He's the head coach of the New England Patriots. I want you to Google Bill Belichick girlfriend. And what mm-hmm. Bill Belichick doing, I want you to do, because you deserve to be happy the rest of your life. Ain't nothing mm-hmm. wrong. Listen, Lee, you retired.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You got a little money saved up. You worked hard your entire life. Go ahead, book you a trip to Cuba. I'm just going to book you a trip to Cuba and go ahead and spend all the money you got. And I promise you'll thank
well,
me.
Well, I have thought about that.
Listen.
I have thought about bros, that. That looks very tempting.
Passport bros, I'm telling you, ain't nothing wrong with it. If you retire, ain't nothing wrong with spending it. Go ahead, wine and dine them. Lee, I appreciate you being open, man. You go ahead. You 67. Go ahead and live your best life. Lee said he was cheated on and his other girl left him. Lee's probably the problem. What do you think, Brother Z? You think he probably is. But you know, hey, I appreciate him sharing the story. 833-212-1017. I got my bachelor party coming up. I'm looking for ideas of what I should do for my bachelor party. 833-212-1017. Miss Carolyn, what are your thoughts on today's show?
How about you guys rent y'all a sports box somewhere and go see a good game?
You know, I thought about that. I thought about going to a Nashville Sound game. That's the minor league team for the Brewers. And I thought about going to that.
Uh-huh.
And so instead of doing that, because my friends really don't like baseball, instead of doing that, we getting bottle service. So we renting out a booth and getting bottle service. It's kind of the same thing, ain't it?
Okay. Yep. Same thing.
I appreciate that. Well, thank you, Miss Carolyn. So one of the reasons why, and we're going to transition. I see y'all texting. I see y'all on the Truth Talking text. And I also see y'all on YouTube. So one of the reasons why, let me just be honest. My mom's listening. Oh, well. She probably heard this story before. One of the reasons why I'm not a fan of strippers is that I feel like if a man is too excited to see strippers on his bachelor party, that man's going to cheat. Now, let me explain. It ain't everybody. But I never forget, I went to, I knew somebody that was getting married. And I happened to, as a kid, I got to be around, but then I left. And I never forget a story I heard from somebody in my family about this gentleman that was getting married to somebody I knew. And I never forget, he said, man, I don't know if this guy's ready to get married because he was a little bit too excited to see the strippers. And ended up getting a divorce. So 833-212-1017. I have my bachelor party coming up, and I'm trying to figure out, should I go to strip clubs? I'm trying to figure out if y'all got any ideas of what I should do. Trying to figure out if there's, something that I must do during my bachelor party as we're heading down to Nashville, Tennessee. The brothers take over Nashville. I actually heard Sherwin talking about Chud the Builder or whatever it is. I didn't know who this man was until like 2 weeks ago. Like, I saw some videos, but I didn't pay attention. And I found out he's in Nashville. And I'm telling you this right now. Listen, these some Milwaukee dudes coming down here. And yeah, I'm a goody two-shoes. I don't do all that. But some of the people I'm bringing on this bachelor party, they don't play them games. And I don't play them games anymore. When I get a little liquid courage in me, I back in the day, not no more. I'll be ready to defend my friends. I hope Chud the Builder don't mess with these Milwaukee folks. I tell you that right now. I hope Chud don't. I hope they got rid of that man. 833-212-1017. I'll read your talk, your text line. I'll read some of y'all comments on YouTube. My bachelor party starts tomorrow. We heading down to Nashville, Tennessee, trying to see if y'all got any ideas for us. But keep it locked. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. We'll talk more about the bachelor party. And then also, I think I may need to apologize to the teachers.
It is Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, the Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
American Family Insurance is the proud sponsor of The Truth, and since 1927, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most with the right home and auto coverage built around your life. Because you've worked hard to build something you want to protect that works just as hard for you. That peace of mind means you're free to focus on your goals, your family, and the dreams you are chasing. Insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Visit AmFam.com today to find an agent near you. I am talking. This is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. You can watch the streamers live on YouTube by going to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. That is 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like. You can give us a share. You can give us a subscribe. Talking about my bachelor party. My bachelor party is tomorrow, and it starts tomorrow. We head down there. I say the Blacks taking over Nashville. I'm very open when it comes to race. I'm talking about the Blacks plus one, because our one white boy, we always used to parade him around. He's smart, really smart. He played football. All the women loved him. We call his name Lars. All the women loved him. And he went to Yale, though. So we used to always, when we go to parties, like, you know, certain places, or not parties, we kick it downtown. But, hey, man, yeah, man, we kick it. Look at our white boy, Lars. Show him your ID, your Yale ID. We always used to have that as a flex that our friend went to Yale, not us. Our Ivy League smart, good football playing friend, who also white dude that just got swagger to him. He's the plus one. Everybody else is brothers. But the brothers plus one taking over Nashville, and I was looking to see if y'all had any ideas. And one of the things that we've talked about, what we wanted to do, we said, do we want to go to a strip club? That was one of the things that was discussed for the trip. And I'm leery of strip clubs. I'm not a fan of strip clubs. And I was trying to ask y'all, Truth Nation, at 833-212-1017, should we go to a strip club? Is that in poor taste? I also have my bachelor party shirt on. But during that, we got a call from Lee, where Lee talked about he'd been married twice. And the first time he got a divorce because his wife cheating on him with his best friend, the best man in his wedding. And then he got divorced a second time because the woman wouldn't share the money. But 833-212-1017, somebody said, you going to Nashville after what the state did? I would definitely cancel anything to do with it. Oh, too late. Too late. The Airbnb was four bands plus, too late. Stuff I already invested money. I mean, I had booked all this stuff months ago. I booked this stuff at the end of last year. I'm very mad at what they're doing in Tennessee. Very mad. And I'm only supporting black-owned businesses when I'm down there until we get to Broadway. But black-owned restaurant, going to a place called Noor, going to a place called Turnkey, a Leg, which is a black-owned restaurant down there as well. I'm going to a black-owned place called Jar 10, which is a black-owned lounge. So we're going to mostly black-owned, except for when we go to Broadway. But we're going mostly black-owned down there. So I'm supporting my people down there in Nashville, Tennessee. Kawanda said, when it comes to strippers, personally, it's a no for me. If there's going to be a bachelor or a bachelorette celebration, it should be something where both people feel comfortable attending, at least respecting each other. I like that. Kawanda said, double standard, whole future husband image. Kyle, you ain't no player. No, I am not. I'm no player. I've never been a player whatsoever. Kawanda also said, you know, your mate at Kyle is how you find out. Like he said, people eventually talk. Oh, what's the purpose of cheating back on a cheater? You going to leave? Oh, no. So the caller called in and said that they got cheated on. I said, well, did you cheat back? And they said, no. I said, no. See, this is what I'm the reason why I'm going to cheat back. See, I'm conniving like that. I can't take L's. And I feel like if I got cheated on, I can't take that. I ain't going to be the only one heartbroken. So what I would do is this. I would bring her back. I would say, baby, you know what? Nope. You right. We gonna get this right. You made a mistake. Oh, and then I'm going to make mistakes too. Oh, I'm going to bring her back, but I'm going to make all the mistakes. I'm going to be sloppy with the mistakes. I'm going to be real sloppy with the mistakes. I'm going to be out in public. I'm going to be on Snappity Chat Instagram. Oh, yeah. I'm going to embarrass you. But anyways, 833-212-1017. Also on the Truth Talking text line, people responding to my bachelor party and that telling me what I should do. Vince Slave Cap guy. That's interesting. Kyle, the bachelor party might be planned for you, but it's really for your friends. I've never been to a bachelor party where the groom was overly excited. It was usually some of the friends. And by the way, you should not be planning your own bachelor party. Your best man should do that. Yeah, that's a good point, Vince. But the problem is I realize that I'm probably entirely too controlling. Brother Z, would you say I'm cool controlling? Yay, nay? I don't know. I'm probably entirely too controlling. And so I got it all set up because I love saving people money. And so I got it all started up and figured out. And then when I was going to pass it off to other people, I said, all right, where y'all want to go for this? Like, y'all tell me some suggestions. Didn't nobody say nothing. Nobody said a thing. I said, oh, y'all ain't got no ideas for this. They're like, oh, whatever you want to do, Kyle. I said, okay. And I was like, all right, well, it is what it is. So that's probably on me. Good Life said, absolutely love it. Congrats, Kyle. I would highly suggest you celebrate and have fun. Strip club, don't do it. If you don't go, allow them to touch you or you touch them. Oh, don't allow them to touch you or touch them. Your body belongs to your fiance. Damn right. She will love you even more for it. Trust me. Wishing you the best. Thank you. I appreciate that. Another person said, Marcus G said, it depends on your future wife race. If she's white, then yeah. If she's black, be careful which you choose for your bachelor party. Oh, white women and black women treat them different, huh? Hi, Kyle. Strip club is more for your boys, not you. Okay. Yeah. I know. I agree. I don't like strippers. And the reason why I don't like strippers, because I'll be honest. I love one woman, but I'm be honest. I women are attractive to me. I find women to be attractive. And never a time in my life that I can remember since I understood what a woman was that I not find girls to be cute. I remember third grade having crushes on women. So, I mean, ain't nothing going to change. I mean, I think women are going to be attractive, but I found the one for me, which I love the most. But 833-212-1017, Truth Nation, we come back. Well, before we go, I do want to share something. Then when we come back, I got to talk about something that was released yesterday. But Truth Nation, really quickly, I just got a random thought I got to get off my chest. On Monday, I made some comments about teachers, and I saw the stuff on Facebook, and I saw that a lot of people were upset with what I said about teachers. I made comments about the fact that I believe that these teachers with NPS, or really the union in NPS, is being selfish by choosing to pay, wanting to pay themselves versus choosing to reinvest in the students. I just talked about sacrifice. Now, I just want to make it very, very clear, Truth Nation, is that I respect teachers, and I believe they are so important. And I wish we could pay teachers whatever dollar amount we could. If we could pay teachers $100,000, like somebody said on my post, I would love that. I would. I really would. That'd be great if we paid teachers $100,000. But the problem is that people have to understand with education is the fact that it's education is not about making money. Like, the whole framework of public education is not an entity. It's not a revenue-generating business. You don't send kids, like, teachers don't go to work to generate revenue. Teachers go to work to educate kids. Now, the only way to generate more revenue for schools, for real, is tax dollars through property taxes. And right now we live in a time where people aren't really excited about additional tax dollars being provided to help schools. Look what happened here in Milwaukee. They voted yes for the tax referendum, and people still mad about it 3 years later. So, again, what I said may be harsh, but I was just being honest. I just think the reality of the world is if you don't like what you're doing for your job, if you don't like what you're being paid, I just think people should leave. Like, that's all I was trying to get to. I wasn't trying to disrespect teachers or say teachers aren't great. Teachers are the backbone of our society because in every single country they have educators, and educators are the one that provides the foundation for kids to be great. But just because you do all that doesn't mean that people can just pay you whatever they want. Because I, for one, don't want my tax dollars to go to paying teachers $100,000. We can't afford it. We cannot afford it. So I just wanted to address that really quickly because, boy, a lot of people are mad on social media. Oh, you hate the teachers. No, I don't hate teachers. I love teachers. But I just don't believe that education is a place where you can sit here and say, I want to get paid more and more and more, when in reality, more and more and more means taxing the community more and more and more. But this is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. We come back, I want to talk about inflation.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
The Memorial Day sale is going on right now at Steinhoffel's in Truth Nation. Honestly, it's the perfect time to get your home ready for the summer. Save up to 30% off store-wide, plus get amazing deals like a beauty sleep mattress for just $3.99. Plus, they're offering Steinhoffel's 18-month 0% financing, so your dream space is well within reach. Head into Steinhoffel's or shop anytime at steinhoffels.com. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale at Steinhoffel's, Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I am your host, The Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. You can always watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, a share, and a subscribe. And before the break, we talk about a lot of different things. I'm going to my bachelor's party tomorrow. That's why I have on my bachelor party shirt that I got for everybody. And in addition to that, I was trying to figure out whether or not it was in poor taste to go to a strip club. And if you get a free pass when you go on your bachelor party on YouTube. We'll get 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Kathleen said, Kyle, what's this free pass? You put a ring on her finger. That's it. No pass. Would you feel comfortable giving her a free pass? That's awful. Hell no. And they said, skip the strip clubs, go sports events, fun bar, a show. Be a man. Yeah. I'm going to be a man. Be a man while them dangs in my face. No, I'm just kidding. Let me stop. Don't, Zach, stop. Don't press. No, what the? I'm just kidding. I told you, I'm disgusted by strip clubs. I really am. But shout out to people who are trying to earn a living. I'm all happy about the whatever it does, but I'm not a fan of the strip clubs whatsoever. But Truth Nation, before we get into the next one, I talked about at the end is that I talked about teachers, and I see I ruffled a lot of feathers on my show from Monday because I talked about the fact that I believe that the teachers demanding that they get their inflationary raise all in one in July versus coming in July and December. I thought that was a little ridiculous with the fact that we understand that the school, you know, MPS had a $46 million budget deficit, and there's been a lot of hard decisions that the superintendent had to make. I personally don't believe that you should just be getting raises just because. Like I want teachers to get raises, but it has to be able to make sense for the district, because I do think either you pay the piper now, you pay it later. And I think that what happens is a lot of places you hire people or you give people raises, then all of a sudden you fire people. I've seen it before. But again, I feel like maybe I came off a little bit harsh to teachers, and I don't want teachers to feel like I don't appreciate them, I don't respect them, because I am so grateful for what they do, because that is a taxing job, a very taxing job to deal with a lot of people's kids who always don't have the best behavior. So I appreciate all the work that they do. But again, just because your job is hard doesn't mean you deserve a raise. That's just me being honest. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. But 833-212-1017, Gary in Milwaukee, you have some thoughts about the teachers getting a raise. You're on Truth to Power.
Hey, Kyle, you already answered my question. I was going to ask you, I was going to say deserve, but then I was going to change it to, do you think teachers should receive a cost of living allowance? And you're right, they have a tough job, man. I'm a retired educator. I served 20 years in the Army, man, as a combat troop.
Thank you for your
service. That's a stressful job. My job was to fight and train others to fight wars for 20 years. Then I became an educator with Milwaukee Public Schools. I retired as a principal. And let me tell you something, brother. It was as stressful as my job in the military.
Did you do high school or middle school? Did you do K through 8 or did you do?
No, I did K through 8 and K through 5.
Oh, what schools?
I was at Keefe Avenue.
Oh, okay.
For 10 years, I was at Milwaukee Sign Language for 2 years.
My mom
years
was at O.W. Holmes and Stewart Elementary for a long time. So, yeah.
Okay, I retired out of Samuel Clemens Elementary School as a principal, but let me tell you something, man. It was almost to a point where I had to go with the stress level.
Mm-hmm.
So teachers have – people don't understand, man, until you step into that role and you do it for years. Not walk in there and walk out after a week or a month or so. Mm-hmm. Give it a couple of years and you'll see how stressful it is. But no, that was my question to you. Do you think – teachers should receive a cost of living allowance? I know when I was in the military, we received a cost of living allowance every year, and that's just to keep up with the cost of, you know, items increasing.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate that question. And do I believe they should get a cost of living adjustment? I wish they could, but again, if it's not feasible, it's not feasible. Like that's my whole thing. And maybe I'm just too black and white with certain things, is that I don't believe that you should just keep pumping money into things if you can't balance the budget. Now, do I believe teachers should get that? Yes, I do believe teachers should get some type of increase every single year. But again, if you have school districts, like there was a school district out in the middle of nowhere, somewhere in Wisconsin, where they said, if we don't pass this referendum, we may have to close the school. Would we prefer for the schools to be closed or consolidated, or would we prefer for the students to still have their neighborhood school? That's what it comes down to. If you have to, you know, deal with the rising cost of just doing business, and then you have to pay more people more money, I mean, at a certain point, you got to make a decision, like, is it worth giving these teachers these raises? Or do we going to move to having larger class sizes? Because I prefer smaller class sizes, so I'm happy MPS is actually hiring more teachers. Millicent said on the Truth Talking text line, the teachers are mad because they know they can't go anywhere else. No other district is hiring. I'm sure there's districts hiring. I'm not sure. But again, 833-212-1017, that's that. The last thing I want to get to today, I see, for those in YouTube, somebody said, who cheated? Some man called in named Lee, and he said his first wife cheated on him with his best friend and his best man in his wedding after the fact. That's who, not none of that over here. And somebody said, I personally don't think you're going to make it, given how you talking. Whoa, 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 whoa. Sincere said, I personally don't think you're going to make it given how you talk and think. Your own emissions. You're conveying. I'll give you 4 years, but good luck. Man, I've been with this woman longer than 4 years. What you mean? Give me 4 years. I'm in love. What can y'all say? And then somebody said, killing the energy for the wedding of the bachelor. Oh, yeah, yeah. That person is sincere. Sincere, killing the energy. What you mean I ain't going to make it? DJ Brother Z seen me with my lady before. You seen how much love we got? Yeah, he said, yeah. He nodded his head, yeah. He said, what you want me to say? That's crazy. But anyways, Truth Nation.
Disgusting.
Before, I do want to get this off my chest. So really, I do want to talk about this. I know it's all over the place, but dealing with callers, well, I love when y'all call in, Truth Nation. I appreciate that. But also, I did want to talk about this because I talked about the job numbers last week. The job numbers Trump had last week weren't bad, right? We added over 100,000 jobs in America last week, or in the month of April, I should say. They weren't bad. But one thing I did notice is that the slower job growth is what we saw. And to me, slower job growth is a bad sign, but job growth is good, right? I'm a person that just because I don't like Donald Trump means I'm not going to give him credit where credit is due. But yesterday I heard something coming out of that man's mouth that really grinded my gears. And it happens quite often, but some things I just laugh. Some things I just shake my head. Some things I said, this man is crazy. But what grinded my gears yesterday is I had to listen to the president of the United States say he was not focused on the financial problems average Americans face. It was not his priority. That is what came out of that man's mouth yesterday. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube to hear from the president himself talk about how the financial pain that we Americans are feeling on a day-to-day, we right here in the 414, we right here in Milwaukee, what we face is not a priority for him. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube to watch it or turn up yourself on the 1017 The Truth app or the radio to hear Donald Trump make a comment about how he feels about the financial pain that Americans are currently going through due to his policies in the war in Iran.
When you're negotiating with Iran, Mr. President, to what extent are Americans' financial situation motivating you to make a deal?
Not even a little bit. The only thing that matters when I'm talking about Iran, they can't have a nuclear weapon. I don't think about Americans' financial situation. I don't think about anybody. I think about one thing. We cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon. That's all. That's the only thing that motivates.
Now, for me, I think it's a ridiculous statement, right? I get Donald Trump say, oh, I'm locked in and focused. But I think it's a ridiculous statement to make during the press, to the press. Because some will say it was taken out of context, but when you have to explain what someone says to make it sound better, it probably was something they should have never said. To sit here and say that when you're talking about the negotiations with Iran and when you're sitting with your cabinet, you guys are focused on that, that you aren't taking into consideration the financial pain that we here in America are feeling, we here in Milwaukee are feeling, that is disheartening and disappointing. And it shows just how out of touch Donald Trump and a lot of his cabinet members are. Truth Nation, America clearly has an affordability issue. We do. And I'm not just saying this because I don't like Donald Trump. I'm saying this because that's what the numbers are telling us. That should be the number one priority. When Donald Trump ran for office, he didn't run on keeping nuclear bombs out of the hands of Iran. By the way, he said Iran, he obliterated their nuclear bombs. He said it himself on June 25th of last year. He said that. And now what he is saying is that keeping the nuclear bomb out of the hands of out of Iran is more important than us here in Milwaukee getting by on the day to day. It's more important than the gas prices that continue to go through the roof. I told y'all over 2 weeks ago about how the gas prices are causing us to pay $17 to $20 to $28 to $30 more per gallon. And it's not going to go down with all this stuff that's happening. That's causing more stress in our life. We see that our prices of, and cost of living had continued to go up. It started under Biden, and Trump literally ran on the fact that he was going to lower prices. I saw signs that said, Trump, low prices, Kamala, high prices. Well, Truth Nation, just yesterday, information and news came out about inflation. And for the second straight month, Truth Nation, inflation went up, hitting 3.8%, the highest level of inflation we have seen since May of 2023. This is the highest level of inflation that we have seen in 3 years. So what that means is when Biden, after May of 2023, really before it, we were trending down, right? You had a couple blimps. But we're trending down with inflation. Trump starts this terrible war in Iran, and now we see inflation going up, and you see us bearing the burden of this war. Truth Nation, also for the first time in 3 years, wages are no longer outpacing inflation. So this is all bad news. This is all bad information. And what hurts is here in Milwaukee, we have to deal with higher grocery prices. We have to deal with higher utility bills. Everybody across the country has to deal with higher insurance premiums, higher cost of housing, and wages are lagging specifically here in Milwaukee. And again, the gas prices are high. And so I don't understand how people think that Trump has made their life better. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm so confused by that. Life is not more affordable now than what it was just 2 years ago. It's gotten worse. And I will continue to ask this question, what did you vote for? What did you vote for? Because I remember Don Jr. was on our station. Eric Trump was on our station. We had a lot of these Republicans come through. Marjorie Taylor Greene was on our station. And a lot of them were talking about how all these high prices were Kamala's fault and Biden's fault. But now when it comes to these high prices, they're saying, well, you know, we just got to ride it out. There's so many hypocrites that are out there. I was reading an article yesterday about how right now some of the United States senators want to get rid of the federal gas tax, which I am happy about. Please get rid of it for now. Pause it. But what's crazy to me, some of the same senators, Josh Hawley, the one who wants to introduce the federal a pause on the federal gas tax, just a couple years ago, when Biden was floating getting rid of the federal gas tax temporarily, he said, oh, this is just all a ruse to show everybody, you know, to try to hide the fact of the bad policies. But now it's, oh, we got to get rid of the federal gas tax. It just doesn't make sense to me. I'm tired of these politicians putting their politics ahead of us. That's just the problem I have. And I just don't understand how people allow people like Trump to get away with this. I don't understand how things are going to get better. I really don't. We're at a stalemate, y'all. We are. And if war continues to persist, it's not going to get better. And the problem I have with so many people who supported Donald Trump is the fact that they're so judgmental of our local Milwaukee politicians, which I am all for critiquing their performance. But what I cannot stand is the inconsistency and accountability, because you get mad at what we're doing here with Mayor Cavalier Johnson and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. But when Donald Trump ain't doing diddly squat poo for you, and he's making people in our community's lives harder, y'all ain't got nothing to say. Trump has done nothing to uplift our black community. Nothing. And if he has, 833-212-1017, you can text in, or you could join us on YouTube at 1017 The Truth on YouTube. And a problem I have with some people, instead of addressing Trump's failures, y'all would rather ignore it. We should all be furious about the fact that the president of the United States said when he is negotiating with Iran and when they plan for their negotiations with Iran, he's not thinking about the financial hardships that we are facing. That is a man that is completely out of touch with your normal people here in America. That is a man that has no business representing us, because he doesn't feel our pain. He doesn't understand our pain. And let this be a lesson in the future. If it's Donald Trump or somebody else that comes all from money, these people who come from money lack empathy. These people that come from money don't understand what it's like to have to struggle, to make ends meet, to think that it is okay for gas to go up 50%+ and double 100% in some cases, to go up 100% in gas and think that we're supposed to just ride it out and you not try to alleviate that pain is terrible. It's terrible. 833-212-1017. I see y'all on the Truth Talking text line. Todd said, Kyle, if you think it's bad now, can you imagine if Iran had a bomb? Yeah. Iran wasn't having a bomb, Todd. We know that. Iran wasn't. And the thing is, didn't Trump say he obliterated? He said it. The White House literally put out a press release saying how they obliterated Iran's nuclear capabilities. Iran has had 40 plus years to bomb us. Why the hell haven't they done it yet? Somebody explain that. Todd, please. Please tell me why Iran has not attacked us yet with a bomb. 833-212-1017. I would love to hear why you believe all of a sudden Iran was going to attack us with the bomb. I really want to know that. Again, 833-212-1017. And I want to know why you don't believe America would have the defense system put in place to protect us. Again, 833-212-1017. I would love to hear your perspective, Todd, because you said, you know, imagine how bad it would be if Iran had the bomb. Well, tell me, if they had the bomb, how far away were they from getting the bomb? Why haven't they used the bomb? And then also, Rick said, Trump is insane, is trying to compete with Democrats and bleeding us dry. I guess so. You're right on that one. 833-212-1017. When we come back, I'll share my final thoughts on the show. I see your call. I'll try to fit it in. We'll see. It's Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace. We'll wrap up next.
It is Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, the Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Ho!
One Call That's All with Gruber Law Offices. If you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, make sure you make One Call That's All to Gruber, and they will take care of you. I'm telling y'all, when I got into my car accident, I called Gruber Law Offices, and they focused on allowing me to heal while they focused on getting me the money I deserve, and that's exactly what they did. I never paid a single penny until they won my case, and you will never pay a single penny until Gruber Law Offices wins your case. Get with the law firm that has the results that speak for themselves by visiting them at gruber-law.com. That is gruber-law.com, or making One Call That's All to Gruber Law Offices at 414-276-6666. It's One Call That's All with Gruber Law Offices. Also, I'm having my bachelor party coming up here tomorrow, Truth Nation. Here go my shirt. Shout out to Big Frog for hooking us up with our shirts. You can visit Big Frog in Mequon. They do a great job. I mean, look how great this shirt is. Great quality shirt. The screen print is fantastic. It looks exactly like what I sent them. And so if you look in, it's very, very affordable. So if you are looking for your group or your family reunion or whatever you want to do, go ahead and give Big Frog a call, and they will hook you up. Todd said, hi, Kyle, I'm at work. I wish I could talk. Love your show. Thank you, Todd. I appreciate it. Stacy said, kid. Oh, well, never mind. With that being said, Truth Nation, thank y'all so much. I appreciate y'all for tuning in today. I'm trying to look at the clock. I'll be off for Thursday and Friday at my bachelor party. It's going to be a great time. And just, it's all a show. Were we thinking about going to a strip club? They thought about it. Some of them. I got young cousins on there. You know, I got folks who single. They like going to strip clubs, but we're not doing that. We're going to have a good, wholesome time. It's going to be really fun. And I am so grateful and thankful to have a group of 15 people, 14 people, and plus myself, 15, who are traveling from all across the country to come hang out and come celebrate. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful time. And, you know, I think it's such a blessing in life to have people that truly care about you. I think getting married is a blessing, but having friends and family and people that care about you is a blessing. So hug your loved one, hug your cousins, hug your brother, hug your sister, hug your mom, hug your dad, hug everybody you care about. Because that is what life is about, is making memories and great moments with the people you care about the most. And I know for these next couple of days, I plan on making some beautiful memories with people that I love and care about. But Truth Nation, thank y'all so much. I love y'all. There will be Best of Truth to Power the next couple of days. Make sure y'all tune in. But love y'all. Peace out. I will talk to y'all next week. Bands will make a day. Bands will make a day.